7:51 on Connect FM. And your morning connection for Friday, not just any normal Friday, but a Friday kicking off Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer, as they say. And it's a good day, a good morning to get caught up to speed on what's happening with the Du Bois Dream. And so, of course, Albert Varicello has to be here for that. Albert, good morning.
Morning. Good to be back in studio with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And we were just talking here a moment ago before coming on the air that things are winding down with the youth program that the Du Bois Dream is working with. You got something, though, coming up tonight, right?
Yeah. So the Finksler Fieldhouse has been awesome partners with us throughout the entire AAU season. So we'll be hosting our final U3X3. The one where kids just come in and just play.
Yeah.
6 to 7:30 over there at the Finksler Fieldhouse tonight. So any kid that just wants to come out and play and have some fun, they got in, I think, 5 or 6 games last time they did this 3-on-3. So they'll probably do the same thing. And as our AAU season winds down, Memorial Day's our cutoff, then we'll get into our outdoor 3-on-3s most likely this summer.
All right. So the big guys will be playing soon. So tell us what to expect over the next few months.
Yes, it'll be fun. So now that we're kind of getting our TBT roster out there, in the meantime, we'll be filling in our gap from the AAU season and 3-on-3 stuff. We'll be filling that in with some of the college kids are now coming back that used to play in our AAU system. We'll be doing some runs with them. Yeah. So it'll be some good pickup, some good runs. So anybody that's interested, that's boys or girls, we'll be trying to get both of those together. Boys and girls pickup coming up out here at the Finksler Fieldhouse for the college kids that are back that continue to play. But then TBT will be starting up in July. So we're going to start announcing our roster coming up here. We had a couple announcements for our coaches. And in the meantime, just getting prepared for that. And our first game will be July 18th out there at Charleston, West Virginia.
Right. And people don't hear it on here. On your morning connection with updates, what's the best way they can stay in touch with what the Du Bois Dream is up to?
Yeah, so we do our best just to keep our social media updated the entire time. So definitely follow us on social media. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all that stuff. Just give us a follow and you'll get the updates from the Du Bois Dream. Just search Du Bois Dream on there. And then also we have our website, but majority of the time we just update our social media and things like that. And then leading up to TBT, one other thing I definitely wanted to get out there was looks like we're getting the planning in the works for my dad's 15th anniversary.
Yeah.
That'll be a memorial bike ride for him July 13th, and that'll take us right into our TBT time, which just basically ties both organizations in because we have Varicello Foundation on our uniforms. So
sure.
Definitely want to honor him and then honor him through the Du Bois Dream as well.
Absolutely. And on a lighter side, Albert, here before we let you go, of course, we're coming into some summertime functions and community events like community days and the parade and thing. That means we'll probably be seeing Dreamy out there.
That's the hope right there. As long as he can stay cool out there, Dreamy. Yeah,
stay awake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stay awake as well. Yeah, so anybody that's interested in having Dreamy at their event coming up here, that would include community days, all that type of stuff. We definitely want to get Dreamy out there and interacting with the fans. People seem to love him.
We always appreciate getting an update from you, Albert, on the Du Bois Dream and everything that you're up to. So thank you for that this morning, and I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks, you too, Dan.